But the Holy Spirit was sent to teach you so the enemy from his world of darkness could not influence you against the true life, to true life that God has given you and I to live and be successful and win and overcome even those he here to upset it, to distort it, and cause peoples to become dysfunctional in this life. But he sent us the Holy Spirit, gave us the written word to tell us about the living word so we would not be confused, that we could hear the plain, true, unchangeable, decorated, complete word of God that will feed your spirit, renew your mind, and educate you so you can walk in this life. And even though you are challenged, but it cannot stop you from being successful. And then he said, peace. Say it with me. Peace. You're troubled by stuff because you choose to take the trouble. Because he told you what he left you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not only do I leave it with you, but I'm giving it to you. It become your peace. Peace, peace, peace. I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto thee. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Woo! Because nothing comes up in life that hadn't already, by God through Jesus Christ, been conquered. We got to skip now. Go to the 15th chapter and the 26th verse. Woo, Jesus. 15:26. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. John Gospel chapter 15:26. Let me get over here. He said, but the comforter, but when the comforter is come, talking about the Holy Spirit, but when the comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father. Had Jesus ever lied to his disciples? The answer is no. He said, but when the comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even who? The Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father. He shall testify of me. He's not going to talk about the devil. He's not going to talk about the neighbor. He's not going to talk about this. He's going to testify of me. What he's saying, he's going to testify of the truth of who I am, what I said, what I would do, what has been done, where I'll place you and your position right now, and what I've given to you, and that you cannot be moved from your position by nobody else. It has to be your choice. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 He's going to testify that I am Lord of Lords, King of Kings. I am the first, the last. I'm the beginning. I'm the ending. I'm Alpha. I am Omega. I am he that liveth, was dead, but I'm alive. He's going to testify that I conquered death, hell, and the grave, and the devil, and all the cohorts of darkness, every evil, every foul, every foul work, every darkness, and I have conquered it all. And you have been brought into the kingdom of life. where life has triumphed over death. That's why when you are tested, when you are going through some things, you don't give up just because it seemed to linger. You stay with it until that thing bow it knee. You don't bow your knee. But too many people have been discouraged. Too many people have not been fed the right knowledge of the truth. Let's go on. Jesus said in the next chapter, and he was telling them all of this. Then he said in the next chapter, go to the 13th verse of John 16. He said in the 7th verse, because he was talking about that people would be offended. They would kill them. And you know James got killed and some of the rest of them got killed. And they will say, we are doing God a service. And he said, these things will happen, but don't take an offense. Because you take an offense, you remove yourself from my hand to protect you. But if you stay with me, because I'm sending you a friend, he's bigger than anybody ever come against you. He's greater than all. His limit, his power and his ability to perform or to bring to pass, to operate in your life is unlimited. Hallelujah. And so he said in the 7th verse, it's expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, he won't come. But if I go away, I'm going to send him to you. And every one of you got this friend, our Holy Spirit. Woo. So sometime I know you feel like you're all by yourself. I've been there, but I wasn't by myself. I got a friend. And I got his word. He said, I'll never leave you. And even though sometime I messed up and I feel like I can't help it, I still got my friend, my helper. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Now look what he said. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ooh, I'm so glad God gave us his word. He said, howbeit when he, not it. You know, some people call that thing. I'm going to stay with the word. Howbeit when he, the who, Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into some truth. You mean all truth? All truth? You know we can know the truth. And I know we've been involved, exposed to a bunch of stuff that wasn't the truth. In our preaching, in our singing, in our praying, in our relationships, even with husband, wife, children and family and neighbors and neighbor children. We've been exposed and conducted ourselves in things that wasn't true. Because we said something about our neighbor we shouldn't have said. Boy, I thought I would get amen if I didn't get it. But in I thought I had a good one that time. You're right, Pastor. But nobody said a word. But I just got to go on now. So he will guide us into how much? All truth. Watch this now, Lord Jesus. He will guide, and even though the King James Bible have a lot of these and thou, he know how to unravel the these and the thou so you can understand what he's saying. Okay? All right, where did I stop it? All truth. And he shall not, what? Speak of himself. Notice the Holy Spirit never talked about himself. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Woo, don't you know you want to get to know your friend?